From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
I'll apologize to our fans as well. That's not who we are. You know, that's not what we want to put on film. You know, especially coming off a heartbreaking loss like we did last week. You know, we were supposed to come out here this weekend, you know, kind of take our anger out on the Falcons, and I kind of feel like we didn't do that. I kind of feel like we had a pity party for ourselves.
There you go. Jonathan Abram, pity party for themselves. His words, not mine.
He said it.
He said it. So we're back talking Raiders football here on Silver and Black today, powered by Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys. Visit them at samandash.com because you deserve what's right. Q Myers, Scott Gulbranson on this Therapy Monday. Hondo Carpenter coming up in just a minute, but first we go out on the Raider Nation hotline. It is the doctor's line today. We are taking calls to give you loss therapy. It is Wally. Wally, you're on with Scott and Q.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Wally. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to totally congratulate you two knuckleheads. Man, you nailed that prediction, man. You had the blowout. You had the fact that the Peterman might come in and play. Man, you guys were all over it. That was pretty impressive.
Thanks, Wally. We appreciate the praise.
Who said
that?
Oh, my
Lord. Did I miss the inside joke?
No. He was talking about the score predictions that we had up on the website, I think. Is that what you're talking about, Wally?
Yeah, you also said it live on the radio.
I did, absolutely. I own it. I own it, brother.
Yeah, I just had to call him and bust your balls.
Okay. I can take that, Wally, especially from you, my man. You take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Later, then.
All right, man. All right. We're going to go now to our guest as we do. If you're online, hold on. We'll get to you, by the way. Don't go anywhere, I promise. We'll get you on the air because it is Therapy Monday. But first, we're going to get a little dose of our uncle, everybody's uncle, Raider Nation's uncle. That is, of course, Mr. Hondo Carpenter. Follow him on Twitter, at Hondo Carpenter. Sports Illustrated joins us now. And Hondo, there's no other way to put it, just a complete toe stubbing. Unacceptable performance by the team, the coaching staff, you name it. Your website described it as inexcusable. It's hard to kind of wrap your head around how they could come out and play that way, isn't it?
No, because you may remember I said last week on your show, I said they should beat Atlanta. I predicted they would beat Atlanta. I said, but this is, you know, a team that the record is not indicative of who they are. This is the thing that blows my mind. And, Scott, you tell your listeners, because I know every week your ratings are growing, if anything I say is untruthful. I came on your show after the Buffalo loss, which I predicted a win, and said, listen, all this means is they got to go win a game that we didn't expect them to win to keep up to my 10-6 prediction, but this is the NFL, and one game a season doesn't make. The very next week, they go and upset Kansas City at Kansas City. So it's one loss. You know, all of a sudden now people are out, Derek Carr's garbage, this team sucks, there's no discipline, yada, yada. Say whatever you want. It was an inexcusable loss, but it was one loss in a 16-game season. It doesn't define them. I still think they go 10-6. It was a loss that's frustrating. It's a loss that, if you're a fan, it certainly is a head-scratcher. But, you know, there's a danger. You can make too much out of some wins, too much out of some losses. People need to get back off the ledge. This is a very good team. They will respond. Great coaches, great players, high character. I have zero concerns moving forward. Now, you go lose to a Jets team that would tie in an inter-squad scrimmage, they're so bad, then I think you have a different scenario. But this is a very good Atlanta team that had problems upstairs in the management. They're gone now. They've played a lot better. No, I don't think there's any reason to be going off the ledge or people overreacting. I'm getting swatted by people with email. You haven't covered this team long enough. We're used to this. Whatever. Say whatever you want. At the end of the day, it's one loss. It certainly is disappointing. But as low as the loss was to Buffalo, how high was the win against Kansas City? This team, I think, is still on the road to 10-6, still on the road to the playoffs.
Well, see, Hondo, I'm with you. I still think the 10-6 is possible. Obviously, they got to win 4 out of the next 5. My biggest issue and my biggest concern with the loss is the fact that, not that it was one loss, but they got something to play for. They're playing for the bigger goal, which is the postseason. And that performance didn't look like that was the focus going into the game.
No, and I'm going to tell you what, Q. I think that's a great analogy. I mean, when you're listening to Derek Carr admitting, hey, it wasn't the week in practice that we thought, Jonathan, no, this is a pity party, I think those are all concerns. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be having, you know, okay, this is an issue, this is an issue. You put yourself in a spot, now you got to run and go 4-1 of the last five. All of those are germane arguments. But at the end of the day, I'm talking about the Rome is burning, life is over, we now suck, Derek's horrible. I mean, that stuff's just, and I understand that's why we call them fanatics, but you got to understand and get into perspective a little bit. This is still a very good football team that had a very bad day. But to act like that doesn't happen in the National Football League is simply not true. Now, Kansas City probably sitting there saying, yeah, we only had one bad day. Well, guess what? It was the day the Raiders caught them. So the Raiders had a bad day, and Atlanta caught them. They got them. Now I think this is the big statement. Scott, you can tell everyone. Q, you can tell them whether or not I said this with you guys earlier in the week on Wednesday. But now that was a game that they should have gone and put their foot on Atlanta's neck and crushed them. They didn't do it. So now, to me, the response. The biggest game of this season is this week. This is a Jets team that's terrible. It's a Jets team that they should crush. Do they do to the Jets what Atlanta just did to them to make a statement? It was one game. We're coming out. We're grabbing ourselves by the bootstraps. We're doing this. I think that's the most vital thing. This game, and if you would have told me beginning of the season this would have been the most crucial game, I would have laughed. But this, to me, is going to be a season-defining game coming up this week. Mm-hmm. A powerful week in practice with facilities closed for 2 days. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, Hondo Carpenter is our guest. Of course, Sports Illustrated covers the Raiders here in Las Vegas. And Hondo, just touching again on Derek Carr's statement at the press conference, I told Q earlier, and I really believe this, I know all of the ridiculous just people who are obsessed with Derek Carr and don't like him are coming back out of the woodwork again, like you talked about. But I thought Derek Carr calling it out, it surprised me when he did it, but I thought it was ballsy. I thought it was the right thing to do. Now, a lot of fans out there in Raider Nation in their post-game depression are calling, saying, well, you're getting to name names, and that's not how a team works. Talk about that, about Derek Carr. In essence, he was calling out the guys because the guys know who they are.
Well, I'm going to say a couple of things. I understand that fans are fanatics, so I don't get on them. But if you want Derek Carr to name people, then you are clueless to how football works.
Exactly.
I thought when Derek Carr stepped up to that platform, I thought that was one of the best press conferences from a quarterback in a losing situation I've ever seen. If anything, and I've got an article coming later this week on this subject, Derek Carr and the Raiders did nothing after that loss to discourage me from changing my 10-6 pick. In fact, everything I saw after that game made me more convinced than ever I'm right. I'm going to tell you why. He called out his teammates, but he didn't have to name names. This is still a team. When I was a kid, my dad used to tell my family, all my brothers and sisters and I, in this house, we're family, but outside, we're united. Yeah. Derek did that. He walked out and said, it's unacceptable. We saw it this week. We recognized it. I'm a captain. He didn't have to name names. He called it out, and now he gets to walk into that facility on Wednesday and start pointing the fingers at guys. And if anything, and I challenge your listeners, because I think these are some of the most intelligent football fans in all of America, go back and watch the press conferences again of every player and the coach. Go back and watch it. Set aside your silver and gray passion, which is awesome and commendable. But I want you to just watch it. And show me one guy making excuses. Show me one guy saying, yeah, well, we were down this much or this much. John Gruden even mentioned and said it, but he goes, everybody's dealing with it. It's not an excuse. He brought it up saying, this is what people are going to say. We're not saying it. If you're a Raider fan, and last year, I understand last year, they didn't have depth. And last year when the team did break apart at the end, you did hear excuses. They were legitimate excuses, but they were excuses. There was none of that. It was all on us. This isn't acceptable. You saw your quarterback leading from the front. And I'm going to say to all of you people that hate Derek and all of you for whatever reason, that's fine. I'm not here to get you to love Derek. That's your choice. But when this team goes 10-6, make sure all your Raider stuff that you're saying you're going to throw away, you don't put it back on, because then you're a disingenuous fool. You're no longer a person who has any kind of respect. Go put on your Chiefs stuff. Go play with your Andy Mahomes Ken doll. I mean, your Patrick Mahomes Ken doll. Because you know what? I'm just telling you, everything I saw after that game was a group of men that said, this is unacceptable. We're men. We're taking full accountability. This isn't right. It's on us. I saw grown men apologizing. I'm going to tell you something. I think you got a lot more to be encouraged about than discouraged. And I want to give you one quick analysis. During Magic Johnson's last year at Michigan State, when they won the national title and he beat Larry Bird, they went into Northwestern, who, if they had been arrested for being a Big Ten program, there would not have been enough evidence to convict them. And they thought, no big deal, we're going to roll Northwestern, and they got their butts handed to them. And Magic and Judd Heathcote, who was the coach at the time, both said to me personally, that was the best thing that happened to their team, because they realized they weren't as good as they thought they were, and they were going to get everybody's best shot. It's been a long time since the Raiders were the hunted, and they went into Atlanta expecting a bunch of birds to lay down, and they realized those birds got 12-gauge shotguns too.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm saying to you, I think this team responds. I love the press conferences, the accountability, and I'm going to call it right now. The Raiders are going to go into New York, into Gotham, and win big.
Hondo Carpenter, Sports Illustrated's Raider Maven website. You can follow him at Hondo Carpenter. He is here every Monday, and he'll be here a little more now and then as well. Hondo, as always, man, thank you so much for your views.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, there you go. Hondo Carpenter, always.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And, you know, look, I'm not saying that this team stinks. I'm not saying nothing about Derek Carr. I respect, like you said, I respect he came out and said what he said. I'm just interested to see how that translates. You know, everything Hondo said makes a lot of sense as far as these guys are upset, and they should have a big bounce back game against the Jets, even though they got to travel to the East Coast again. I'm interested to see how intense, how passionate, how unacceptable last week's practice is, and then how it is this week, how they changed the game up this week.
Exactly. And that's why if I'm a Raiders fan today, I'm really pissed. But at the same time, you just like the players, you got to flush it. And they're only as good as their latest game. So they got to go on to New York. And to your point and to Hondo's point, I think they got to win big there, because they have to make a statement to each other first, which means play as good as you can. Okay, we're going to take a break. Callers on the line. I know it's Therapy Monday. We're going to get to you. Rich, Steven, Elliot, Just Win, Wendy, and Mark. Stay there. We will get to you right after the break. You're listening to Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio.